Welcome back here on fine Saturday in November as we're the week before Thanksgiving. Continue on the show here on Let's Get Local. Again, happy to be here. Thanks again to Crudy and the team here at Devil Radio for supporting the show, allowing us this opportunity to be here. And of course, all the support we get from Dane by Local, Colin, Megan, Lenica, and the team. And in addition to that, our wonderful sponsor of Let's Get Local, SUPEC and Evolution Financial. Find out more about Sue and her services at evolutionfinplan.com. So now we have an opportunity to bring in another member, Michaela, who has a few different businesses and a few different ventures and interest in helping people. And we wanted to give her the opportunity as a Dane by Local member to come on and talk about that. So Michaela, thanks for being here and joining us today on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So I'll lead it up to you. You have a lot to talk about. You do a lot, but White Door is one of the first ways people can find out about you. Give people some of the backstory on that business and kind of how you've come to this place in your life to try to assist people in these different ways.
Yeah, great lead in. So I've been doing this work since the mid-90s. Just put the website up about 2 weeks ago, though. My commitment is that people find that place of peace within themselves in their connection with the all that is. For some people, it's God. Some people, it's nature. Some people, you know, it's different for different people. And I basically work with the energetics of it, not necessarily the understanding, like, this is how we get to that. I've been training people to find that place that they already have and experience that more so in their life. So with White Door, Divine Portal is what that stands for. Well, a couple things that I do offer to the public, just to put that out there. I speak to people who've passed on. People call that being a mediumship. I don't think of it as a psychic thing. I think of it as how to support someone who's still here, healing something with someone that's no longer here. And so if that's, you know, requested or required, that shows up. For me, everything, I'm a woman of faith. So everything is as it has to feel like it's in alignment with the divine. So I can't, that's why I don't do psychic readings, because it doesn't necessarily feel like it's of the highest for me. Not that psychic readings are not of the highest. I'm just saying for me. So I know that there are, you know, so many deaths that have been occurring, you know, especially this last year and a half. And I don't like to market like, hey, come see me and let's talk to, you know, it's not like that. It's more if someone's really hurting and they need support, then they tend to show up. And then I'm blessed to be able to work, be present with them in such a way that seems to make a difference. So does that translate?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, clearly there's a lot happening in our lives. And first off, let me just say that I love, regardless of your particular beliefs and faith, that you're very respectful of everyone's and understanding that, yeah, people have different connections and different viewpoints on what may be kind of circulating us around us all the time, what that energy of life is like. And the fact that you try to, you know, you understand that and you open yourself to all of that is really impressive. I like that very much, because it is a big thing, right? Everyone, I think connection, without connection, life can feel very empty and isolated. So having some sort of connection is really important, I think, in our daily lives to pick us up.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for speaking that way. The way that I define the word God, for example, I was raised Catholic, so I tend to default to the word God. But the way that I think of it is that which creates. So that energy that's always present, that is always creating. And I along the lines, I believe that we're always being created perfectly in every single moment. And we don't remember that. You know, and how are we going to be able to be here on the planet with the suffering that we have, you know, because there's plenty of suffering, while remembering as well, hey, maybe it's true. Maybe I really am being created in perfect order already, you know, as we hang on to and struggle with life stuff. So I've been I say blessed, and it doesn't necessarily, most people might not think of it that way, but I've had numerous experiences. One brother committed suicide, another brother died of AIDS, a sister died of brain cancer, experienced sexual assault when I was a teenager, you know, so I've had lots and lots of fodder for looking within and seeing, you know, what is it that I need? So when I'm facilitating classes or sessions or anything like that, I'm clear that I don't know what's best for anyone else, right? Because that would be presuming that I have more power than them somehow. Like, oh, let me tell you what you've got, you know? So it's about being able to be kind of a mentor or a guide, I guess you could say. So I have some clients and students I've worked with for years and years and years, but it's all from the place of them awakening to their remembrance, not because they need me to tell them what to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, something you touched on before, obviously with the life struggles and some of the things you just brought up, those are a lot of, I think, points and events in our lives where we're, you know, we can take it one way or another. And there are certainly, you know, there's certainly trauma. There's certainly, you are totally justified to take those events and allow them to bring you down, but you have to come back from that in one way or another. And how you come back from that, sometimes you need a little help. So a person yeah. like yourself can be really key to help someone kind of get back on track after a difficult time.
Yeah. Thank you. So I want to put a plug in, by the way. I also quilt. And my mom and I started quilting with my mom. She's a master quilter about 5 years ago. And the tagline for White Door Quilts is divined with you in mind. So for me, it's like while I'm quilting, I'm in this state of, some people think of it as meditation, prayer, gratitude. And I even have a website, that one I put up about a year ago, but whitedoorquilts.com. And I have quite a few of them on sale so that people can have a better price for Christmas if that's something that they're guided to do. But I also wanted to say that my mom and I have given away 150 of those quilts. Wow. Over the years through Creating a Peaceful World. It's a nonprofit that I founded in 2007. And so we've given to the community, you know, Road Home and St. Mary's and Meritor, just all over the place. But we started selling some of them as well a couple years ago. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. WhiteDoorQuilts.com is the website there. Michaela, let me ask you about that. We're talking to Michaela, the owner of White Door. Quilting, for example, an activity like that, that can be really... can be very therapeutic for people. It gives us something else to do. It's not on technology. Have you done classes? Have you helped teach people how to quilt? Is that in the works at some point if you haven't yet?
Yeah. My mom is open to that. She's back in Madison 6 months out of the year. They go to Rockport, Texas in the winter. But personally, I kind of think of it as my own. It's a place where I let go of thinking that I know anything and I'll like it. Well, let's do these fabrics. And I do not like to follow patterns. My mom thinks I'm crazy, but I just see what shows up in the moment. And because I can run a lot of energy, I'm like, woo! Quilting allows me to kind of be at that place of peace within myself. So I'm doing something. So I'm not like sitting and meditating. I can't do that. That doesn't work for me. I have to be doing something while I'm meditating.
I think
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think it's a great activity on top of the fact that it's such a good repurposing of material. You know, you find a lot of scrap material that otherwise might go to waste and you can make a beautiful piece out of it.
Yeah, we've had people donate to the nonprofit. We've utilized quite a bit of donated material as well. So one other thing I just want to say is that when someone, like a woman I know, a client, her husband died a year ago, and so I do custom quilts. And what I was doing while I was making that is I was basically present to him and present to her and her children and created the quilt so that when she wraps it around herself, she has the comfort of her husband's love. And so that's a different aspect of the quilting that I do for someone. So oh,
that's
anyway.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, Michaela. I appreciate you as a member of Dame by Local, what you're doing to try to assist people in many difficult times in their life and just kind of reconnect to what's spiritual to them. I appreciate that approach. Thanks so much for telling us about your businesses and what you're doing out in our community. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That is Michaela. You can find out more about her on White Door. Look up White Door LLC, or you can look up whitedoorquilts.com. We'll be back in just a minute here on Let's Get Local.